I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine, Washington's premier online magazine to tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. This is Motivational Mondays. It's all about you. We spotlight businesses every Monday morning, and we also give you tips on how to market your business. It's all about you. We have a special guest this morning, Ms. Gail Gibson. She's the owner and the proprietor, really, of My Lovable Legs, and she's going to be coming on talking about My Lovable Legs. It's more than just pantyhose. Also, I want to bring you up to date on the next event of Be There Magazine. It's the last event for the year. It's an opportunity to come out, promote your business, and network at the Eve Before New Year's Eve party at Tory's, 14th and T Street, or well, 7th and V Street, Northwest. Great opportunity for you to come out, have dinner, champagne on every table, party favors, also BYOB, live entertainment, bring your business cards. It's a networking extravaganza, the Eve Before New Year's Eve party, $10. Spread the word, $10. You can get your opportunity to really promote your business, but also network, but to enjoy good company. It's only $10. Everything's included. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to bring up Ms. Gail Gibson.
Have lots of fancy clothes and drive a big fun Cadillac, not knowing all the time I had these things. My friends would step me straight in my back. No, no, no. Even had a house out there in Beverly Hills. I was moving.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're talking with Ms. Gail Gibson. Gail, you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Fantastic. This is Ms. Gail Gibson. She's the owner of My Lovable Legs. Tell us about My Lovable Legs.
Well, Russell, thank you so much for having us on the show this morning, and thank you to for allowing Senior Independent Consultant Cheryl Maverick, who I believe is also on the line, to join in on this show. It's because of Cheryl that we were introduced to you, so we're really excited to be a part of Be There Magazine's show this morning. My Lovable Legs is a direct sales opportunity whose focus is to encourage and inspire women and men to meet their financial and personal goals. We are a business really on the move and whose time is really now. In just over a year and a half, we have over 200 consultants nationwide and building every single day. We're a smart business because you get to wear our product, and it's an opportunity for women especially to make money right now. And so we're really excited about what we have to offer. Individuals can either go to www. www.mylovablelegs.com to peruse an array of thigh highs, stockings, pantyhose, tights. Some we're getting in from Europe just this week that are just absolutely beautiful. So we're really excited about what we have to offer in the marketplace. You know, the hosiery industry as a whole is a billion-dollar industry. And so we're on the cusp. We're really at the beginning of something really great and really big. And so I've learned to be in the right place at the right time, and I believe this is the right time for MyLovableLegs.com.
Fantastic. That is outstanding. It's an opportunity to not only wear pantyhose that are really enjoyable but also look nice and enhance your legs, but you can also make money. What made you go start the business? I mean, how did you get involved with actually starting the business?
Well, let me tell you, that story is a long one. I'll try and paraphrase it for you. I don't know how much time I have, but I want to let you know that this came about as a result of much prayer and much seeking God about direction on what I should do. I don't know how much Cheryl has shared with you about my testimony, but I have been a successful business owner for well over 25 years. I've got 25 years of marketing and advertising experience under my belt. My company, Sankofa Communications, was a subsidiary of the Chisholm Mingo Group out of New York City several years ago. And they went under. They went bankrupt and went under and basically took us with them. And I found out when everybody else found out, when it hit the media. And so having been a business owner, I had just purchased a new home behind the gates in a gated community here in California, and, you know, was driving a Mercedes-Benz and living the life thinking that it was always going to be that way. And it all came tumbling down about 6 years ago. And found myself in a position of not being able to find work and not being able to provide. You know, everyone wants to be able to provide for their children. And I think as a mother, it's very hard when you can't provide just the everyday things for your child. And we were taken from living in a gated community and living very well to living to what I would consider a very low estate. And it was after having been convicted several times and ended up Christmas Day 2008 with no food in my refrigerator. And I prayed and I asked God to give me something new, to give me something that could not only help me but help others as well. And I ended up going on a 21-day fast, Russell, and praying. And those of you who are prayer warriors who are listening, you understand this and you understand my language because you know what it is to be at your very, very lowest and to not have the things that you want, you know, at the moment. My needs were met, but there were things that I wanted to do and could not do. And I stop here to say that, you know, money determines a lot of things in life. It determines where you live. It determines where your children go to school. It determines what type of food you eat. It determines whether you drive a Mercedes or whether you drive a clunker. It determines, you know, where you buy your food. It determines whether or not you have health insurance or not. So money is a very, very important tool that we are to use in order to get those things that we need to survive. And I knew that. And being a preacher's daughter, I began to pray and seek God for direction on how I should go about rebuilding myself, because it was really a matter of reinventing who I knew, because who I knew could not get a job. And in this economy, when your family is facing foreclosure, when your family is facing whether or not they eat or leave the lights on, it's about money that can be made right now. And I needed a vehicle that would allow me to make money today. And I've never seen anything like this before in my life, where you can put on a pair of pantyhose and change somebody's self-esteem, put on a pair of pantyhose and have someone make money that day, and they're able to feed their family. I attended a pantyhose party here in Los Angeles on yesterday for one of my new recruits, and to see the change that came about on the women's faces, you know, after they made their purchases, or the anticipation of being able to wear something that didn't cost a lot but that made them feel great after they put it on. And I think that's really important. We are focused on returning women to femininity, on creating an environment that is entrepreneurial based. You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And I know that people hear that a lot in a lot of different companies. But with My Lovable Legs, it really is a sistership. It really is a brotherhood that we created in order to support one another in business. And I think that's what sets us apart from some of the other companies that are out there.
That is a testimonial. It's really, really breathtaking what you say, because it's inspiring. It came straight from the heart. Not only you experienced it, but now you flipped it to help others. We're going to take a break. We're going to bring up Cheryl when we come right back. I really, really like that testimony, and I think the people listening out there will take that to heart. And if you can do it, they can do it. We'll be right back.
Cheryl.
Yeah, Gail.
How much time do we have?
He didn't tell me.
Okay, that's why I shortened it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't for sure on that.
A change is coming on from every walk of life.
I think he'll give us up.
People are seeing the light. Can't you feel it in your heart now? A new thing. Taking shape, reach out, touch a hand, don't make a friend if you can. Hey, what about you, my friend? Anytime you come.
Welcome back, welcome back. We're talking with Gail, the owner of My Lovable Legs, but she has a partner, Cheryl. Cheryl, you on the air?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Fantastic. Tell us about how you got involved with My Lovable Legs.
Actually, I met Gail approximately a year and a half ago with a sorority sister who went to California and met up with another sorority sister. And she was so excited about what she saw when she went to Gail that she brought it back to the area, and she had a home party and introduced to MyLovableLegs.com, and Gail actually was there. And after hearing Gail's testimony, watching Gail come out with those fabulous stockings, I was just in awe. And I was like, I really like what she had on, and I was already into fashionable hosiery. But just to hear Gail's testimony, finding out that it was a business opportunity, it just truly, truly turned my head, and I was like, I'm in. And that's how I got started a year and a half ago from a home with a sorority sister when Gail came from California.
You were the Lovable Legs very well. I met you at a affair where you were showing the My Lovable Legs, and such a businesswoman, a poised businesswoman, a woman of class, and the pantyhose just accentuate that. That's how I got involved with you with Be There magazine, because I wanted you to definitely promote your business and network through the magazine so others can hear. We have callers on the line right now. They're listening. We're going to take some calls in a little bit, but we want to make sure that you, you're local, right, Cheryl?
Yes, I'm in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area, Silver Spring. I can be reached by going to Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at MyLovableLegs.com is my email, and my cell phone is 301-442-6341, and I'm available to talk to anyone in the local area. And I do have hosiery available and ready to do pantyhose parties at any time.
On the pantyhose party, how does that work? I mean, when you say pantyhose party, how does that actually work, and how long does it take for one to get a party implemented?
Well, I'll let you tell that one.
Yeah, you can book a pantyhose party within 2 weeks of meeting Cheryl, if her calendar permits. I mean, she can be available within, I would say, a 2 week period of time to give yourself time to invite the guests, number one, and her time to prepare to be there so that she's there in full force. And we come in tow supporting one another with other consultants attending so that you get an opportunity to see the legwear presented on several legs, not just that of the guest, but on that of the presenting consultant. It is very important for folks out there who want to get involved in the business to understand that it is not a large cash outlay at all. It's $199.95 to get started in the business. You get a business kit that comes with hosiery in it so that you are able to wear hosiery the day you receive your business kit. It is also important for them to know that it's not necessary to warehouse a big, huge warehouse of hosiery. You can order online. You can send your customers online, and as long as they check out under your name, you still make your money on that particular purchase. So we're really excited to be able to offer that to individuals who are interested in the business side of it. For those who want to host a pantyhose party, of course, Cheryl will offer them a free pair of pantyhose just for hosting the party and having 10 guests present. But you got to have those 10 guests present in order for her to present. And so it's a fun opportunity. We not only present the latest in designer hosiery and legwear, but we also provide you with the history of hosiery and important facts that you would not know about the hosiery industry. So it's a learning experience as well.
That is great, because it's a great opportunity, but also you can start getting pantyhose for free if you just want to host a party. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about, or have you talk about, this history of pantyhose. That's something that I don't think a lot of people know about. Give us maybe just a little tidbit of the history of pantyhose.
He must be on 30 minutes still. I'm not for sure.
Lovable Legs. The name alone is fantastic. My Lovable Legs. first off, we're going to talk about the name. How did you come about My Lovable Legs? And then I want you to talk about the history of pantyhose. Who wants to take that, Gail?
A couple of years back, and like I said, it was sitting on the floor of that empty apartment that where we were sleeping on the floor, my daughter and I was sitting there in the middle of the day. I had been on this fast for about 10 days, and I asked God, please give me something new. And I pulled my lingerie bag over to me and began to look at the pretty lingerie that I had collected over the years from Europe, and I just became so inspired, and I was encouraging myself. I basically said to myself, at least I'll look good underneath my clothes. I don't have anything, but I'll look good underneath
well,
my clothes.
Jay, we have a call. We have a caller. I'm going to take this caller right now. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Very briefly and quickly, the greatest thing is good-looking legs. And your pantyhose accentuate the garments that you wear. But we have to learn what works with what outfits. I love textured design of pantyhose. And I understand I missed you at the Christmas party. But I hope to meet you, and I encourage all the women that's listening in on your show to take a new look at how we dress, what we put on our legs that will help accentuate the outfits.
Awesome. I couldn't agree with you more, caller. It is just, it is a very, very simple item, a simple accessory that can change the whole look of any outfit.
Yeah.
And they make you feel good, too.
Yes,
and so there's nothing wrong with being feminine. There's nothing wrong with being a woman. That's who God made us.
Yes.
And I believe in returning us to that state of femininity. And most men, if they're honest, if they're real men, they really like a woman who wears hosiery. And
yes.
So I'm excited about being able to reintroduce American women to this phenomenon that is in Europe. I mean, you would not be caught going to visit the Queen of England and not have a pair of hosiery. There are just certain things that require it, you know? And so
absolutely.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you, and thank you for your time. You have a wonderful Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye.
She spoke well because she was
wow.
Like I said, you were at the Christmas party. Cheryl had a little demonstration at a Christmas party we had, and a lot of them were taken back with that demonstration because they got a chance to see ladies come in and actually wear the pantyhose. And once you see them in person, it's more what I call fulfilling because pantyhose is like a pantyhose pack. I mean, you can see the designs, but to actually see them on the woman's legs was breathtaking. And that party, Christmas party, people were just talking about those pantyhose.
Exactly.
And once you see them, and you said something else about a real man. A real man does like women in pantyhose. I mean, this thing about no pantyhose or no design. Back in the day, they didn't have the luxury of what they call pantyhose. You had stockings. And a woman would never go out the house without a stocking.
Without
if you didn't have a body belt on and stocking, they didn't do that. So somehow,
exactly.
You know, women, you had to have stockings. There was no way a woman would go out without having that garter belt on them stockings. I mean, you didn't, and
exactly.
If they had a run, they kept an extra pair in the bag because it was so important to have this look of stocking. And pantyhose today, you took it to another level. The My Lovable Legs is another level of pantyhose. Anybody can put on a pair of pantyhose. I mean, you can buy a dollar pair of pantyhose and put them on, but that's not going to accentuate your legs to the point where it becomes what I call visible, where someone
Let me tell you this. We call that the favor of God that's on our company because we know that you can go to Nordstrom's, you can go to Macy's, you can go to Walgreens and buy a pair of pantyhose, but you won't find these. And so we're really excited that we're able to offer women something unique and different, and also a business opportunity wrapped inside of that. You wanted me to share a little bit about the history of hosiery, and I think I can segue into that from what you just said, because believe it or not, there was a time and place when women could not wear nylons, and that was during World War II, because nylons were used during World War II to make the parachutes that our troops used. And so women were barred from wearing nylons, and your mother, your grandmother would be able to tell you this and to be able to confirm this information that I'm sharing with you this morning. Women back then were actually taking an eyebrow pencil or a marker and drawing a seam down the back of their leg to make it appear as though they were wearing hosiery. And Macy's, at the end of World War II in 1945, Macy's sold out of 60,000 pair of pantyhose in about 3 to 4 hours because women were so happy to be able to buy hosiery again. So let me tell you, this industry has been around for years and years and years. Queen Elizabeth was gifted her first pair of silk stockings in 1516. Reverend William Lee invented the circular stocking making machine, but never got to get a patent for it. He was trying to get a patent for it and get a meeting with Henry VIII, but never got the opportunity to get that patent. Europe had a monopoly on stocking making, let me tell you, and they did not want it to come to the Americas. And the machines were actually smuggled out of England in parts, in little kids' lunch sacks, and then put back together after they got here to the New World. And so this industry has been around for a very, very long time, and it's been around and it's going to stay, because everything that we wear underneath our outer layer of clothing is considered hosiery, believe it or not. We knitted socks for our troops during World War I, and so that was our volunteer service. And then, of course, we had companies like DuPont who introduced us to spandex nylon and mesh. So there's a lot that is offered at a pantyhose party. You don't just come and, you know, buy pantyhose, but you actually get a history of this industry that is so vital to our everyday survival. We wear pantyhose, we wear socks, we wear underwear every day, or at least I would hope that everyone does. Everyone does. So this is a product whose time has been around and whose time will continue to be around, because we will continue to use these products. And what we are introducing now to the American woman is that, you know, there's more to hosiery than Hanes and Berkshire. Take a look at your outfits, and like the caller said earlier, being able to coordinate an outfit with your hosiery just makes you look more complete and finished.
So that is really what it's all about, to be able to coordinate the outfit. I mean, to know what pantyhose to put on with what outfit. That makes a big difference. You don't want to put something on that's for after five, and then you have on, you know, some kind of little dress that does not dictate that. That's really important.
Russell, that's where your personal hosiery stylist, Cheryl Maverick, comes into play, because Cheryl has enough experience now that she is a hosiery stylist with My Lovable Legs. We're not just consultants, but she's actually a stylist. She has customers who will invite her into their closet to help them coordinate which pair of pantyhose goes with which outfit, and she loves providing that one-on-one attention. And let me tell you, this opportunity is an opportunity that has not been really, really tapped. We have not even scratched the surface of where we will go with this business. Mary Kay has over 2.5 million reps nationwide. Doris Christopher, who started The Pampered Chef, has over 75,000 consultants nationwide. We are just at 200. So just imagine if you were sitting at the table. At being in the right place at the right time is very, very important. And we are excited about growing this business into a conglomerate that has not only helped just a couple of hundred women, but also has helped just thousands of women. And we believe we can do that.
Wow. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to have closing statements from Cheryl and yourself. I'm excited. I'm excited about My Lovable Legs. From a male aspect, anything that it can enhance a woman's appearance to the level of My Lovable Legs is a plus for any man. I mean, men love, we're very visual. We like visual aspects of a woman, but this takes the level to another level because it's stylish, it's professional, it accentuates outfits, and it becomes something what I call makes women a head turner. And who don't want to be a head turner? You want to walk into the room and somebody's head should turn around. And lovable ladies can do that. It can make you a head turner. We're going to come right back with closing statements from Cheryl and Gail. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Make sure you see your phone number again.
Okay. And also, I'll mention that, you know, there are a few men.
Welcome back. We're talking with Gail and Cheryl of My Lovable Ladies, the company that's going to go even further than where it's at today because of the product and because of people like Cheryl and Gail, who not only work with the company and is the owner of the company, but they wear what the company produced. That is a big, big plus when you can wear your product and people can see it instantly that, wow, this is something unique. And women are very comparable or they're commendable. They will come up to a woman and say, wow, where'd you get that dress? Or who did your hair? And now they can come up to a woman and say, where'd you get those pantyhose? And that's an opening line to say, hey, it's My Lovable Ladies. And it could be your lovable ladies. And you can hand them the card and it goes on from there. First off, I want to commend you both for coming on and talking about this business. It's all about networking and marketing and making sure people know your product. No one can promote your product like yourself. And that's what's so important with today's media of advertising, internet marketing. This show here will be on the archives for a year. That means anytime someone can hear this show, you can also click on it or send it to your email blast. It's an important factor to promote yourself. So I want to commend both of you for seeing the vision and understanding marketing on the internet. Cheryl, you go first with closing statements.
Well, yes, thank you again, Russell, for having us on. And I just want to make sure that everyone in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area know that I am Cheryl Mavery with My Lovable Ladies Consultant, and my telephone number is 301-442-6341, and my email address is Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at mylovablelegs.com, and that's L-O-V-E-A-B-L-E-L-E-G-S.com. And men, if you're out there and you're interested, there are several men consultants in the area, and we'd be loving to have you aboard on our team.
I am so excited and proud of Cheryl Mayred. Cheryl is on the fast track becoming one of our first district managers with the company, and I'm so excited for her. Listen, pretty soon you guys are going to see her driving around that little red Mercedes-Benz with MyLovableLegs.com on the side. You want to catch her now while you can still get her autograph because she's going to be famous on the scene with this company in a very, very short while. I just want to leave this thought with the listening audience on today. Take an opportunity to step out on faith and turn $199.95 to $199,000 a year salary. Think about it. It's doable. We can do this. If Doris Christopher with the Pampered Chef can sell over $1 billion in pots and pans, think about what we can do in the hosiery industry, which is already a billion-dollar industry. We say this all the time, but I really, really mean it. This is about so much more than pantyhose. Wear them, sell them, share the love. www.mylovablelegs.com.
This has been a fantastic show. It's all about you. It's Motivational Mondays. We're here every Monday from 10 to 10:30. Spread the word. BeThereMagazine.com, Washington's premier online magazine, tells you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Don't hesitate to call Cheryl or call Gail, but go to the website. The website speaks for itself because there's so many lovable pantyhose there, and you keep the clicking and clicking, and you can see different pantyhose, and you're going to have to find something that you like. And when you like that, you order it. Order it immediately. It comes to your house. You can try it on and wear those pantyhose and change your outlook. You want to change your appearance. The New Year's Eve, New Year's Eve is coming up. New Year's Eve is one of the most fantastic nights because people go all out with their tuxedo, their gown. They make sure that their dress is what I call eye-catching. You want to be a blessing to somebody's eyes, especially on New Year's Eve. Lovable Legs can do that. Lovable Legs, my Lovable Legs can make you what they call a blessing to someone's eyes. Not only a blessing to your own eyes, because once you look in the mirror and see the pantyhose, it's something about watching a woman put pantyhose on, and once they put it on, they feel different. And when the dress goes on over top of the pantyhose and they sit and look at that mirror, they can feel good about themselves. And that's what I can see Lovable Legs doing for women. It makes you look that mirror, that full-length mirror look that you have to look at to make sure that you like what you see. Once you turn the angle and see the back of the pantyhose or put your foot out with the arch of the pantyhose, it's going to make you feel good about yourself. My Lovable Legs is what it says. My Lovable Legs. It's like you love your own legs. And if you love your legs and you have the audacity to put that kind of pantyhose on, people are going to love your legs. And I want to thank you again. We'll see you next week. It's all about you. BeThereMagazine.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, my friend.